HarperCollins presents Looking Out for Love, written and read by Sophia Money Coutts. To our hospitals and all who work in them. Chapter 1. Stella Shakespeare longed for love. She longed for love so much that it felt like a dirty secret, something that she should hide, lest her desperation put others off. She wanted all-consuming, can't think about anything else, can't even manage to eat kind of love. What she found beside her in bed that morning was definitely not love. She lifted her face from the pillow and frowned at the unfamiliar headboard. A studded leather headboard. She didn't remember that from last night. To the side, she noticed a strange bedside table on which there was a glass of water full, which would explain why her tongue felt like a boiled owl. At the sensation of someone stirring under the cover beside her, she looked right at a head of dishevelled black hair she didn't recognise, and a pair of broad male shoulders. The stranger made a waking up groan, and Stella looked back to the leather headboard. What sort of man had a leather headboard? Or maybe even pleather? Stella reached her fingers towards it. Yes, pleather. This definitely wasn't love. Morning, came a low drawl. Seconds later, Stella felt a hand slide along the back of her thigh and over her bottom. What time is it? She asked, ignoring the hand as it snaked up her back. The audacity! He hadn't even looked at her yet. The hand retracted itself and he raised his head to squint at his watch. His hair was obscuring his face, so Stella's eyes slid to the curve of his bicep as he pushed himself back from the mattress. Where had she found this guy? She'd been in a pub, having drinks with Billy, and then Jez had shown up and insisted on taking Billy home. But Stella wanted to stay. It was a Wednesday night. It wasn't illegal to stay up past 10 on a Wednesday night. So she'd stayed and chatted to Jack behind the bar for a bit. And then, well, Stella wasn't entirely sure. Nearly 9, he replied. 9? I need to go. Stella looked down and noticed a black smear the size of a thumbprint on her pillow. I've got some mascara on this, sorry. She glanced at him and was met with an easy smile. He was attractive, actually. Thick stubble lined his jaw, and his eyes, green, alert, betraying no signs of a hangover, softened as they met hers. He looked as if he could advertise a new line of coffee pods. Stella mirrored his smile as she remembered flashes of the previous night. His body moving above hers, his mouth hot against her neck, his hands running down her arms, holding her, teasing her, the confident way he'd shifted her around, as if she was an instrument he was playing for the pleasure of them both. It had been good, Stella recalled, still smiling. Really good. Maybe she could stay in bed for a few more minutes. She couldn't possibly fall in love with this stranger, but lust was very different to love. Don't worry, he replied, nodding towards the mascara, one side of his mouth curving higher. Probably not yours. There was a brief pause while Stella digested the implication, before she kicked her legs free from the duvet and stood. I need to go. She scrabbled around on his carpet, peeling up various items of clothes in the gloom. Jeans, t-shirt, sweater, one sock. Every time she bent over, she angled her bottom away from him towards the shutters. Not her mascara, indeed. He might be handsome and attentive in bed, but he was also an arsehole. Another one. Stella would have a stern word with herself later. She was never going to find her great love if she continued to behave like this, drifting through London like some sort of arsehole magnet. Still grinning, he pushed himself up on one arm. I was joking. You're welcome to stay. My shift doesn't start for... He paused and looked at his watch. 4 hours. I don't think so. I think you've had quite enough. Stella dragged her eyes away from his chest, as muscled as a museum statue, and spotted the missing sock. I bet you don't even know my name, she said, reaching for it. He laughed. You weren't very interested in names last night. What's mine, anyway? I haven't got time to stand here talking about names. I've got an interview. She scanned his bedroom floor for her knickers. It's Sam. And you are... Hardly matters now, does it? Stella mumbled, while squinting at a small, dark...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?